Well, my next guest shaped the national debate during his time in politics and is now busy shaping the next generation of thinkers. Bill Shorten is the Vice Chancellor of Canberra University and the former federal opposition leader. This year, he's swapping policy papers for history books, with his reading stack featuring not one but two non-fiction books by British author Simon Winchester. He's on the line now for our summer reading series. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Barbara, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Thank you. Now, clearly you're a bit of a Simon Winchester fan, or you're becoming one. Tell us about the books on your list.
Oh, I think Simon Winchester's a great writer. His use of topics which are not standard chronological history books but rather look at themes is very clever. There's one which I'm very excited to read. It's called The Breath of the Gods. It was published in 2023. I'd say its genre would be history and science and even nature. So that's what that's about. It's about the history, science, and cultural impact of wind. Mm. Winchester's clever. He can look at, he wrote a great book about the history of the Atlantic Ocean. He looked at how the Atlantic Ocean had influenced world history. And in this one, he looks at how winds shaped the planet and human history, from weather systems to sailing, aviation, warfare, exploration. What he does is he can blend storytelling with history and science. And he does that thing which politicians aspire to do and they achieve imperfectly. He can make a complex idea engaging and readable.
What other books beyond Winchester, what else have you got ready to read?
Again, showing that I'm a bit of a history person when I can get time to do it, there's a book called The Golden Road by William Dalrymple. It's The Golden Road. So the full title is The Golden Road, How Ancient India Transformed the World. William Dalrymple is a great scholar. He's got a fantastic, he's a fantastic podcaster too. But The Golden Road argues that for about a millennia, from 250 years before the birth of Christ to 1200 in the Christian era, ancient India was the key force in shaping world history, exporting its religion, its trade, its ideas, its art, its science, right across Eurasia, what Dalrymple christens or calls the Golden Road. It looks at everything from... Dalrymple's like Winchester, he loves the detail. And like, whilst they're different, he is capable of weaving an interesting story. So I think for people interested in history, culture and cross-civilizational exchange, the Golden Road is your go-to.
And where and when do you read these days?
Well, I don't read as much on planes because, thank God, I'm not on planes as much. I like to read of an evening. I like to also listen to audiobooks when I'm training or doing exercise. But I do try and read wherever I can. I'll always have a book with me. You just never know when you've got time to knock over another chapter or find out a new idea or a new way of looking at facts or deepening your knowledge about topics.
And do you have a couple on the go at any one time, or you're a sort of one after the other
no,
guy?
No, I'm afraid I'm got a couple on the go sort of guy. And I do read fiction too. I like Michael Connelly. You know, he wrote the Bosch series. It's Michael Connelly detective novels. The Lincoln Lawyer. I like a good lawyer dealing with crime. Again, a hat tip to one of my old professions, the law. So I normally will have three or four books on the go.
Well, I believe one on your list in that vein is The Proving Ground by Michael Connelly, a legal thriller which features AI. Tell us about that one. Have you started that one yet?
I've just started it. Connelly, as I said, I think he's a great writer. And it's about the Lincoln Lawyer, Mickey Haller. He's a sort of, I know his character's more complicated than a lovable rogue, but he's he is, as a lawyer, he's, you know, defends the underdog, which always appeals to me. But there's always more twists and turns than most books. Connolly has just got a great writer, great storyteller. It's the proving ground is, in essence, Mickey Haller, the sort of underdog's lawyer who's got some controversial friends. He has a case against an AI company testing the legal system against the technology. So I think it plays into that anxiety within our fellow humans that is AI taking over. Now, I don't quite share the dystopian view of AI, but I am a skeptic of big tech, the big tech bros. So, yeah, I think there's something there which goes to my values as well as just the storytelling.
Sounds like a good one. It's Radio National Breakfast, and we're speaking with Bill Shorten, Vice Chancellor of Canberra Uni and a former Labor opposition leader, of course. I didn't notice any political memoirs on your list, even though you released your own memoir in 2016. Do you still like to read them?
Well, just on my 2016, it was more a statement of where I'm up to at the point. A memoir would imply there's nothing more to do. I reviewed Tony Abbott's book. I think for people who are very political and on the left, the Abbott book you mightn't like, but it's not quite as controversial as you'd hope. I get a bit frustrated.
What does that mean? Not as controversial as you'd hope.
I didn't vote for Tony Abbott. Clearly, I was his opposition leader, but he thinks about things. You don't have to agree with what he thinks, but he certainly thinks about things. And he hasn't changed he's consistent. And so whilst there's plenty of stuff he did and said I didn't agree with, I think he's consistent and I respect that. But as for memoirs generally, I don't know, like if you're going to write a book about yourself, you've got to write about everything. And if you don't want to write about every aspect of your life, then you shouldn't try and write one because it's not quite honest, is it?
Whoa. So that is frank advice. Bill Shorten, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday reading if you get time for it.
Oh, I'd encourage people to have a chance to read a book. It's just it's a form of escape which is consistent and always reliable.
And it's been a difficult couple of weeks, so a bit of
escape
wouldn't harm anyone, would it?
And the study history. Gee, we need to study history. That'll help us deal with stuff now.
Well, you're giving a good plug for Simon Winchester. That sounds like a good read.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever writer. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bill Shorten is, of course, the former Labor opposition leader.